welcome back to our coverage of this rally. You can probably hear the car beside me here. It's quite noisy at the end of Carnell. The car is Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty. They're just making their way off the stage. The last time around Carnell today. The third trip around Ballyar for these competing crews. But at the head of the field, we were wondering if Callum Devine could bounce back and get another quick time after Matt Edwards was sort of chipping away at his advantage throughout the course of the afternoon. And the young dairyman with Noel Sullivan on board has done exactly that. 6 minutes 52.3 for Callum Devine. He's beat Matt Edwards' time by 0.9 of a second. 6:53.2 for the three-time British champion. And that means Callum Devine has ever so slightly increased his advantage. With one stage to go on day two, it's out now to 16.8 seconds. Good time from Alistair Fisher, 6:55.3. Josh Moffat, 6:58.2. That now means Fisher has increased his advantage over Moffat to 2.8 seconds. It was, of course, 0.1 of a second. Josh Moffat was really on it. There's a lot of tape around the back of the car. She's slightly damaged at the front right. That's the Hyundai i20. But Fisher just getting a wee bit ahead now of Josh Moffat in third position there. Marion Evans, 7:01.8 for Marion Evans, a solid run. Sam Moffat, 7:01.4. So that means there's just 2.1 seconds separating them in the battle for fifth. Declan Boyle is a lot happier. He's the happiest he's been all weekend. The suspension in the WRC Fiesta is sorted. She's driving the way that he wants her to go. 6:59 for Declan Boyle in there on that stage in Carnhill. Kevin Gallagher continues to lead in the modified section, 7:04.8 for Kevin Gallagher, but he wasn't the fastest of the Darians for the first time today. James Stafford, 7:03.4 for James Stafford, so that means he's taken a second, 1.4 seconds out of Kevin Gallagher, and that means the advantage in the modified now is reduced to 16.6 seconds or thereabouts in favour of Kevin Gallagher as they go to Fana. Gary Jennings with a solid run of 7:00.25 for Gary Jennings in there. So the crews are now heading off to tackle the final 8 kilometres of day two, which is Fannett Head, the shortened Fannett Head. And as they go there, Callum Devine is a spring in a step once again, beating Matt Edwards on the Carnhill stage by just under a second. He has an advantage of 16.8 in the battle for third. Alistair Fisher has edged out ahead, 2.8 ahead of Josh Moffat. And in the modified section, Kevin Gallagher continues to dominate things there. He has an advantage now of round about 32 seconds. It is 32 seconds is the difference between the modifieds. We're going to go now to the end of Fana. They're coming out in Port Salem. There we will get reaction from the leading drivers as they head back into service to wrap up day two of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. Back to the studio.